Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting. It is Monday, August 20th, 2012, and we're going to begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation that will be led by Commissioner Weaver today, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, protect our minds and bodies. Forgive us what we think.
Amen. Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will note that there is a notation on today's agenda that a budget workshop will be held at 2 o'clock p.m. today. That will not be held, and we'll probably put that off until next week. We'll begin with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bid for runway 1230 remarking for Jack Brooks Regional Airport, which is funded 90% by
Judge,
the FAA.
If we could, Alex has got a change on that. I think he's coordinated with Deb on that.
What is that change?
The project is to be 100% funded through PFC Application 7, Project 5.
100% funded by PFC Passenger Facility Charge.
Application 7.
Application 7. All righty. Item B is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County with Olmsted Kirk Paper Company and Scott Merriman, Inc. for a third additional one-year renewal from September 7, 2012 to September 6, 2013. Proposed price increases for Olmsted Kirk Paper Company are shown in Attachment A, due to increased mill costs, and will become effective August 20th of 2012. So they're going to increase our costs before the next term. Okay. Item C is consider and possibly approve disposal of a 2009 Ford F-250 pickup truck to be transported to Doug's Auto Salvage and there sold for such price as it may command and return the funds to the county. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved. Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a resolution with respect to financing certain facilities in Jefferson County, Texas by the Port Arthur Navigation District Industrial Development Corporation. Item C is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a letter of agreement with Lamar University for set cast for taping commissioner's court meetings. And item D is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute the exemption determination for activities listed at 24 Code of Federal Regulations Section 58.34 in the compliance checklist in Chapter 24 of the Code of Federal Regulations and other requirements for administration and engineering for Texas Community Development Block Grant funding for the Cheek Sewer Improvement Project. May I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I'll just mention that that resolution with respect to Port Arthur Navigation District Industrial Development is one we've done before where they do some, I don't see Mr. Sheldon here, but they do some, Ms. Blackwell, they do some financing for Total through some industrial development bonds, and if I and all the other members of the court understand that this will not create any type of liability on the part of Jefferson County, that this all or any other governmental entities, that this is a conduit bond issuance and all of the liability for payment of those bonds is on Total SA.
Correct, Judge. This is just a second round of financing as the commissioners have approved previously.
The City of Port Arthur held their public hearing this morning. They've also issued a resolution approving the issuance. And as you stated, neither the county nor the city nor the Port District would incur any liability with respect to the bonds.
Very good. Thank you so much, Ms. Blackwell.
Thank you.
Under County Auditor, item A, it's consider approved budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for the purchase of a vehicle lift in the amount of $12,000 from Crush Stone. Item B, it's consider approved budget transfer for the county clerk for election judges and clerks in the amount of $25,000. Item C, it's consider an approved budget transfer for Dispute Resolution Center to replace 4 computers and 1 printer in the amount of $6,739. Item D, it's consider an approved budget transfer for a nurse practitioner for additional costs for employee insurance in the amount of $4,100. Item E, it's consider an approved budget transfer for the airport for property development marketing costs in the amount of $3,000. Item F, it's consider an approved budget transfer for Justice of the Peace Precinct 6 additional costs for travel in the amount of $500. Item G is consider an approved budget transfer for purchasing for additional costs for supplies in the amount of $600. Item H is regular county bills, check numbers 370209 through 370486. That's an amendment from the 484 that was there. Item I is considering possibly approved budget transfer for Precinct 1 for replacement of a truck and 2 computers in the amount of $68,000 and $3,000. And that is all the items under auditing. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alfred. And any discussion? I'll just note, while we're on this issue, since we're making a budget transfer for election expense, I'll just note for the record that I did last week sign the order ordering the November general election, and that's supposed to be noted in the commissioner's court minutes. So, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under item A, under district attorney, is for consideration possible approval of a settlement agreement in cause number E-185208, Hudson versus Jefferson County automobile accident that was discussed in special session or closed session last week. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Is there any other item that any of the members of the court or elected officials wish to bring to the attention of the public without taking action?
Judge, you had a nice article in the paper, I think, as a result of an announcement, the Golden Pass. Why don't you just brief the court and the public on that announcement? I think that's a huge economic windfall for Southeast Texas and Jefferson County in particular. So I think it's worth noting again in this meeting.
Well, we're thankful for those that are out in the television public. You know, if you go to mytaxburden.org or to the Comptroller of Public Accounts window on state government in Texas, you'll note that they can tell you just about the tax burden of just about any county in the United States and a lot of counties in the state of Texas. And we have a very favorable county tax rate here. Most of it's thankfully, as a result of industry. Most counties don't have the industrial tax base. It pay upwards of 65% of our tax burden here in Jefferson County, and it makes it a little bit easier on our residential ratepayers, and of course creates employment and secondary economic activities and benefits. And so we're always thankful for announcements of this nature, and I think I sent y'all another one this morning, another email about another potential project. So we're hopeful that we're going to move onward and upward and continue the legacy of economic expansion that we've seen coming from this court over the last 10 years and other members that preceded us. So it's a great day once we get the budget done to be judged. Anything else? righty, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.